And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Okay, have you ever had one of those days when you just needed a hug? Of course you have.
Every day.
Well, all right. Well, one woman says you can hire her to do that and an assortment of other types of interaction. But before you get the wrong idea, Tom, there is no sex involved. You see, Samantha Hess is a professional cuddler. Aww. And before you roll your eyes at the concept, consider the fact that she opened up her Cuddle Up to Me shop in Oregon and received 10,000 calls for appointments in 1 week, Tom. I'm going inside her story with professional cuddler Samantha Hess. Good morning, Samantha.
Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you, how does this work? There's no sex involved and no inappropriate touching or interaction, strictly platonic. What is allowed? What do you do with your customers?
So we have over 50 different positions that we use because they specialize in all sorts of different trauma, disabilities, and emotional needs for people.
Okay, so can people, how does this work? If I want to get a professional hug, I come to the shop, do I look at a menu of items, or how does it work?
So you come in, we get a copy of your ID. We've got 3 pages of information you have to fill out to make sure that you're here for the right reason.
3 pages?
Three pages for a hug? What kind of questions do you ask on the questionnaire? I mean, how do you, you know, weed out people that are there for the wrong reasons?
Well, the waiver is 2 full pages. So there's a body map that, like, is completely crystal clear of what's appropriate to touch and what's not, which is basically no swimsuit areas, obviously, and intention is really the key behind touch. As long as your touch is outside of those areas and done with the proper motion, not with the romantic intention, most things are allowed.
How much does this cost?
How much does a nice cuddle cost?
$1 a minute.
A dollar a minute.
Okay.
The traditional
swirl, is that on your menu?
I've never heard of that.
Describe that, Tom.
Well, you know.
Your voice got real high, too. Yeah.
I'm glad that's him, not me.
Sounds embarrassed. I'm going to say no.
Never heard of that.
You never heard of swirling?
Spooning,
that's what I meant. Spooning, but not swirling.
I'm sorry.
You went in a whole different direction. You went chocolate and vanilla.
That's going to cost you more than a dollar a minute. I can tell you that right now.
Is traditional spooning on your menu list?
Yeah, absolutely. We have several versions of a spoon, even.
Now, do you have some men who you might be spooning with who have some involuntary reaction?
Sure. Well, natural reactions do occur.
And what happens when,
it's pretty rare.
When you do get those reactions?
They charge by the inch. Go ahead.
But what does happen?
How do you respond to that?
That's partly why we have so many different positions, is because I'm really great at being the big spoon, too, and we have plenty of positions where that can dissipate on its own. That's not part of the session.
Okay, but it won't end the session immediately. Maybe you just change positions?
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to end the session. I've actually never ended a session early. I'm really good at redirecting people.
Oh, you're lucky you haven't had to end a session early.
How many professionals are on staff?
I've hired 3 girls that are all going through my 40-hour certification program.
40 hours.
Yeah, how do you become a professional cuddler? What's involved in that?
So, you know, honestly, when I started this a year and a half ago, I had to do everything from scratch. There was nothing out there for me to get as far as information. There were maybe 6 people in the whole world who were doing this. And so I have developed this huge proprietary system that's 40 hours where people can come in and learn directly from me everything that it takes to keep you safe, your clients happy, and your sessions productive.
Yeah, and this is big. It's big in Japan. And Sam, you actually did a lot of research on the benefits of touch in your book, Touch, the Power of Human Connection. Talk about some of those benefits of, you know, because some people may go for a long time without a hug.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely. There's hundreds and hundreds of studies done on how positive touch can affect our lives. My favorite part is the physiological benefits that we get. It releases oxytocin and serotonin, and it also prohibits cortisol. And basically, those 3 things have to do with every metabolic and physical association in our body.
So do you only do this in your place of business, or do you go to them, or how does that work?
So I do have a few clients who are physically unable to make it into my shop, mm-hmm. and so I will go outbound to those people.
The hug van.
But anybody that is able to.
No, she doesn't have a hug van. So you do visit some.
Are you doing this full time? Are you doing this full time?
Yeah.
This is the only way I've made money since June of 2013.
And you are making money. Wow.
I'm doing great.
You need to go see the movie Black and White. The running theme in that movie is that she wants to hug all the time. And it's weird how a couple characters are like, I don't want to hug, but that's a running theme in that movie about the hug. It's
very, Kevin Costner?
Mm-hmm, the Kevin Costner movie, yeah.
Well, Sam, for Valentine's Day, you're having a special convention. Explain that.
So we're holding CuddleCon, which is the world's first cuddling convention in Portland on Valentine's Day.
That's the perfect day for
it. All sorts of great things. I'm so excited about it. It's for couples and singles and everything in between. We've got, obviously, cuddling. We've got acro yoga, and massage, and dance. And
woman on woman, man on man, woman on man. How
front to back, back to side, side. How is this? Yeah.
Any and all, as long as it is okay to do in front of your grandma.
You don't know my grandma.
You can hold hands and everything. Sam, what's your website?
I can be found at cuddleuptome.com, and the cuddling convention can be found at cuddlecon.com.
CuddleCon. All right. Sam Hess. Cuddle Up to Me is the shop. Thank you, Sam. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Jackie, come here. Let me give you a hug.
No.
Come here.
No.
Hey, don't fight it. Don't fight
it. Get away from me.
50 cent a minute.
Fight
50
it,
cent a minute.
Fight
huh?
it. 50 cent a minute.
Fight it. He'll pay you the 50 cents.
Exactly.
Spooning.
Jay, what is that?
I don't know.
Spooning, no forking, huh? Okay. 20, 25 past the hour.